This is Corolla Digital.
A master carpenter who's here to help you out. If you can't fix it, then let A show you how.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get it on, man. They get it on. And welcome to Ace on the House, man. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Eric Stromer.
That's right.
I got to look and see who's over
there. Who the hell is it? How many of these do you have, by the way?
I got a lot, so I got to look. Is
could be me.
Matt?
Could be some lady. Who
could
knows?
Could be some lady. Could be Mark Garagos. You don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, and this is a beautiful thing you got going here. Can I ask you one question? What's the origin of Get It On, Man, and Get It On, that whole thing? What is that? How did that come about? It just evolved?
You know, you quickly realize that one of the... Okay, here's how radio works and the human mind works. The more stuff you can do that's sort of autopilot, the more freed up space you have on the hard drive known as your brain.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So we all remember that uncle who would, you know, do that thing where you're like, I can't find the pliers. If it was a snake, it would have bit you. You know what I mean? Like, they just have
yeah.
those that dads. Guy. They walk around. They're yeah. like, excuses are like assholes. Everyone has
That's
one,
right.
and they all stink.
Yeah.
You know, and the football coach who says the same thing to every new class,
sure.
every new freshman class that comes in,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
If my aunt had testicles, she'd be my uncle. That's what my grandfather used to say.
Right. Bizarrely, sexually, sort of intrusive, and it doesn't even. We're living in such a weird time that that kind of makes sense now. Like, it was she transitioning?
Yeah, exactly. Don't forget to remind me to talk to you about bathrooms. Go ahead. Keep
okay.
Going.
So, the more things you can say, on autopilot. The less you have to think
sure.
about what you
which
do.
Which opens you up to
and
having
then,
other ideas.
And then comedians, well, that's where Get Her Done comes from and stuff like that, because you get to free your brain up
right.
to not really think
oh,
about...
Oh, so it is a stand-up tactic to open up the brain to other creative things.
It's helpful. There's a reason why sports announcers have so many of those, because yeah. they're going so fast and so long that they need a little break.
Right.
And the little break would be, if your aunt had balls, she'd be your uncle. Like, I don't have to really sort that one out.
No,
that'll
you don't.
Just come
that's
out.
That's right.
And that's why you can do music stoned out of your gourd.
Right.
I mean, that's why so many of those bands in the 60s and 70s were just freaking out on psychedelics while they're up there playing their songs,
because right.
there's like a muscle memory
right.
to it.
That, right.
So I figured out that if I had an ending to the show, I should have like a sign-off. I should say mahalo. You
yeah.
know, like I should have an ending.
Sure.
And I found out if I had a beginning, that's a way to ramp you into a conversation like this without having to like wrap your mind around it.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's good to have an opening. It's good to have an ending. And also, I don't have to think. You know, it's 7 seconds where I don't have to think.
Occupy content.
Except for you just forced me to. All right, let's talk bathrooms.
Yes.
And you.
Okay. The notion that there's a women's bathroom and then there's a unisex bathroom baffles me.
Mm.
Why can't we all just use all the bathrooms now if we're going to be politically correct? Why do we have to not use the women's restroom, but everyone can use that one that says unisex? I don't get that.
It's kind of game on. I agree. I'd like to float this idea to you, Stromer.
Okay.
You tell me what you think. I'm just writing it down now because it's a good thought. How about this? How about instead of breaking it up between men and women, we just have number one in shitatorium, which is, hey, man, if you got to do some deuce dropping, you
That's
go
it.
Over there.
You go on that one.
Because I don't take dumps at, let's say, airports.
You don't?
But I my great wish is to do 100% of shitting on home plate.
I understand.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I like
it's
to
just
be
a comfort to it, comfort level.
I like to know exactly where I am. Yeah. I like my surroundings.
Don't want to be disoriented.
I'm not interested in who's to my right and who's to my left. I could get some Minnesota senator wants to do a little toe tap. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what the code is, so right. I politely tap back.
That's
and
right.
Next thing you know, I'm in a gay
and in one state,
tryst.
This could be a whole nother message.
We
don't know.
No. So I like to do as much of my offloading at home as humanly possible.
Right.
Now, there is occasion when you're traveling or you're whatever.
There's no choice.
But for the most part, I like to keep the public facilities to limited to number one.
Yeah.
That's me.
So that does indeed make sense then to have a deucetorium.
Right.
Versus just a
and look, you go into the deucetorium, first off, you know what you're dealing with when you walk in the door. Yeah. There is no
that's called Home Depot at like 9:10.
Right.
When everybody has had the coffee and the donuts from 6:30 on, they all go to the Home Depot at that time.
Also, that place is wired much differently than the number one zone, which is they take that blower that they use at those sky-high, you know, places where you can, like, simulate the skydiving.
That's right.
Where you just giant fan That's on the right. floor and you right. just do it. And they take that fan. They just put it on the ceiling, and they just go in reverse.
Yeah, that's
and it just sucks. I mean, like
sucks the hairpiece off.
You got to hold on to your hat
you do.
And jewelry.
Hell yeah, you do. Flying nun time.
Flying nun
right?
time. Yes. So I would be down with that.
Yeah.
And because I probably wouldn't go in there, but if I did,
you knew that
the updraft would be so powerful and the sound would be so loud that you could do whatever you wanted. Yeah. And it's a judgment-free zone.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing worse than you walking into the regular bathroom and there's the guy standing at the urinal and you got to turn into a stall.
Correct.
That's Judgment City.
That's Judgment City. And then there's also the uncomfortable sounds that if you're just there to pee, you don't want to have to acknowledge the sounds.
Right. So it's a judgment-free zone.
Plaintiff wailing.
It's basically... It's like a drunk tank at a municipality. Like, we're all here for the same reason. Like, we all got a DUI. We all got busted. We're all in trouble with our
That's
old
right.
lady and our boss. You know, like, there's no judgment. We're all here. Right?
100%.
All right. But wait, what did you want to say about the bathroom?
That was it.
Oh, that was it?
That somehow is where it went.
That's it?
This is your beautiful mind right here. That's a great example.
Are you working on a bathroom?
Hell yeah, working on two bathrooms right at this time. Beautiful.
Can I tell you how I screwed myself royally?
What'd you do?
In my bathroom.
You mean the new one you're building now?
No, the one I built.
Okay.
I did the partition.
Yeah.
No door. No.
I just
curb,
did
no
one
nothing.
Of those. I just did one of those.
I've never been happier.
Really?
Years and years of like opening that door, you
the
know, the weird
door.
Magnet on
the
it or the weird
door.
Friction catch on it, and then it getting scubified and weird aluminum trough at the bottom that seemed to be calcifying
Correct.
And whatever it is. I just, at some point, just went, I was looking, you know, I was building my bathroom, I was like looking at doors, looking at setups, looking at hinges, and I was like, what do you need to lock yourself in here? You get that partition that comes off the wall about 42, 48 inches.
So I did 4 feet. Because I measured my client bending over as if he were wiping his ass. And
really?
I did the tape from his ass to the exit 4 feet out, and it seemed to be enough room.
You know how just to measure? You know how you measure one's dick?
No,
officially?
Sir. From the top.
No.
What?
Center of the anus.
Yeah.
To just hold on. Just past the tip. Just past. Don't get greedy.
Yeah.
That's the official unit of measurement. There's a lot of controversy. Top, bottom. Erect.
Because no. I was under the assumption, being an honest man, that you go from the top of the shaft straight out. But now,
people will push in that yardstick and they'll push that thing 3-4 inches into their pelvis,
into the pelvis girdle.
But if you go center of the anus,
good point.
To just
right past,
just nope, not right past,
just past
the tip. No controversy. You know, I mean, that's an honest reading.
That's it. That's given me 5 to 8 more inches than I thought I had.
Well,
wow.
Whatever,
I am
whatever
big.
It is. All right. Oh, I like that. Look. Gary's made a note.
The boys are both looking now up into the space thinking, where is the center of my anus?
Well, what they're saying, you have to ask Mr. Owl. Here's the thing.
Okay.
Now, a lot of people, all right, there's a third stage which is if you use, some people tell people to use a piece of yarn or twine.
You have to put your thumb
to measure this.
Close by the anus.
Well, yeah, you got to find the center.
Technically in the center.
Right. So, let me just revise. If you're using yarn, center of the anus, once around the balls, only once, and then just past the tip, and then you lay it. Then you lay it out on that yardstick.
Right. And you're essentially garroting your own scrotum penis with yarn, which has its own possible upside.
All right. For a lot of haters who are listening right now, I'm saying once around the balls, just past the tip. I'm not saying grossly past there. Do a maypole.
Now, yarn does stretch a bit.
No, it's not fair to stretch.
You can't stretch.
You just lay it down.
You got to lay it
down.
Right.
You get it wet or you tug on it.
You could get an inch and a quarter more.
No. That's cheating. All right. Let's see. So the bathroom.
Yeah.
Here's how I screwed myself. I got this wall panel, clear panel. It's great. Comes out about 4 foot. You don't need it. I mean, you don't need the door or anything, the curtain or anything. Just walk past it, shower, and walk out. In front of that, on the other side, the dry side of the glass, I have this sort of hamper furniture thing. I did this to myself. I was walking in there with my coffee mug the other morning. I had set the coffee mug on top of the hamper.
Got it.
And it's like a wooden hamper. It's got a flat top on. So I just set it there. And I had my ball cap. And I thought to myself, now I'm going to do what I do, which is I have a little cologne, and I give myself a little spritz just in the hair.
Sure.
Just to get the head
smelling. Just to give you that scent that you
desire. Get
that head.
Yeah. Well, the women desire.
Well, hell yeah, they do.
But I realized I saw my coffee mug down there.
Yeah, you did.
And I was like,
did the spritz get in the coffee?
I don't want to get the spritz in the coffee.
Right.
So I took my ball cap, and I placed it over the top of the coffee mug.
To block it.
To block it. Then I gave myself the spritz.
Yeah.
Then I somehow walked out of the room and did a bunch of other crap. And then I came back into the bathroom and I went, oh, my ball cap. And as I reached
hooked it,
dumped the coffee all over the tile. Yeah.
But.
My bad.
Sweet smelling hair.
Sweet smelling hair. My feet smelled like coffee. My hair smelled like canoe. Cabbage is what you should be thinking about.
Baby.
Wondering how to get that funding for your small business, huh? Cabbage helps small business owners get flexible funding right away without headaches or a traditional loan. Apply online or from your home. Just do it from your phone. You can do it either online or pick up your phone and do it while you're waiting around, man. No waiting in line, no scanning documents or tracking down financial statements. Only pay for the funds you actually use. They've supported 130,000 plus small businesses with $4 billion in funding. Visit Cabbage, that's with a K, cabbage.com/aceonthehouse. No cost to apply. As a Ace on the House listener, when you qualify for funding, you'll get a $50 Visa gift card. So you can have that, use that, and enjoy that. That's Cabbage, KABBAGE.com/aceonthehouse. Get that money and get going with that project. How about it, Matt?
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions. All Cabbage business loans are issued by Celtic Bank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank member, FDIC.
All right. So you're working on a bathroom.
Doing the bathroom, doing the recording studio.
Ooh. Sorry. Someone's hanging a punching bag.
That's you, by the way.
That's me.
Come on.
That is me.
You kidding me?
Ryan? 33, Sacramento.
What's up, Adam?
Hey, man.
How's it going, man?
Good, man. What's going on?
No, not too much. Same old. Just at work, walking out right now to make this phone call. But hanging a punching bag, just an 80-pound Everlast punching bag. And then I'm hanging it from the roof of my, from the ceiling of my garage. And I was just really concerned about the depth I need to actually put the bolt in. So that way, when I'm actually, going at that sucker, I don't just rip it out. Is there a, I don't know, what I should be using or, you know, how deep I need to go. You're the man to talk to, so I figured I'd give you a call.
I am. We are. Well, first off, if it does rip out, make sure your lady friend is nearby.
Yes!
Because that's an aphrodisiac.
That's called third and final baby right there. Go ahead, please.
So, garages oftentimes don't have ceilings. They just have these, like, 2x4. They're really just, like, they're like ties. They're like collar ties.
Yeah, they tie everything together.
They're like collar ties, right. So that they just build them with, they take a long 2x4. They go from one end to the other. They always go the direction that the pitch of the roof is going, and they're collar ties so that building doesn't bend out.
Correct.
Under the weight of the roof. But they just, like, toenail them in at the top.
Right.
It's kind of
stupid.
Seems
kind of insufficient, doesn't it?
But does your garage have a real ceiling, or just a sort of network of long 2x4s?
Well, it's actually all covered. So they actually covered everything. You can't see the 2x4s. Everything's painted over where the 2x4s would be. I've actually mounted a TV against the wall and whatnot. So I can find the studs, but I'm assuming
access?
Exactly what you're talking about.
No, I do not. They didn't give you storage up there? So like a
actually, no,
roof?
You're right. It is through the laundry room. There is access. I take that back.
All right. Jeez, what do I know?
Yeah,
because you wouldn't want to seal off the storage or the access. So you have a pitch on your garage roof?
There is. Correct.
Okay. All right. So listen, you want to get up there and you want to go, what do we got here? And if you got 2x6s, that's a good thing. And it should be, because it's a pretty wide span. Either direction, obviously. But they could have gone with 2x4s. I don't know how the house is built. Did they, you know, they're sort of cheap and chintzy about things. But let's just say it's a 2x6, okay?
Okay.
Or let's just say it's a 2x4. You don't want to hang it on just one.
No.
Because that really puts the onus on just the one. What I would do is I would get up there. I would get a piece of 4x material. Could be 4x4 or could be 4x6. I'd like a 4x6, let's say. And I would block it. I'd lay it down flat.
To the ceiling, to the drywall.
To the drywall.
Right.
Lay it down flat. Or
okay.
If you have 2x6s up there, I might stand it up. It kinda depends.
That's right.
But if it's 2x4s, I'd lay it down flat.
Right.
In there, flush it up, right?
Yeah.
4x4, right, 4x6, right. Lay it down flat. Yep. If you have 2x6 joists, put it up on its edge. Go into it with some lag bolts through the 2x4s.
Pre-drill
into
them.
It. Pre-drill them. We don't want it cracking out. They have all these great timber screws now. They're big, hardy, thick, like 3.5-inch, whatever, with
right.
like a square drive or something on it. Use those. But do a pilot hole
yep.
first. Secure that. Now.
Okay.
Now, what I want you to do is go online and go to like Ringside Magazine or ringsidecatalog.com.
Oh, you're going for a full swivel 360, aren't you?
I want a swivel because I don't want an eye hook on there, because the eye hook just builds up the tension.
Correct.
And then the thing unwinds and then winds up and then unwinds. Get the
okay.
All right. Pick up
what you're putting down.
You're picking up what I'm putting down. Get the swivel.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you do.
All right. Get the swivel.
That simulates a real beating, a real beatdown.
That's right.
If you
need
will.
A swivel, and if I was really good, I think I would cut out that half inch drywall and mount that swivel straight into that 4x4. Lag it in,
right.
or you could through bolt it if you're really good. Be fine with me.
Yeah.
But if you're going to through bolt it, use nylon nuts, you know, locking nuts. You don't want
to. So you never have to go up there again.
Coming loose.
Right.
And.
Okay.
There you go. You got it all.
All right. All right.
Good luck,
man, that
good luck
official.
Good luck in the ring, brother.
It's official.
Hey, thank you guys for everything you do. I appreciate it. Helping me get through the work day and everything. You guys are awesome.
Thanks,
have a
man.
Great day, man.
Thanks for listening.
You spent a little time in the old boxing game.
Yeah, and I would see what I did. One of my best moves is I discovered the water-filled heavy bag way too late in life.
So what does that simulate really hitting a a guy.
It feels just like a overweight woman. So it's perfect.
Oh,
it's
yeah. Perfect. Yeah, it is.
No, it saves your hands because those boxing bags get too hard at the bottom and too soft at the top.
Because all the stuffing goes to the bottom ultimately and becomes very hard. I know what you mean.
And you can't really practice the body work stuff because it really is rock hard down there. But if you get the water bag, it's the same all the way through.
Interesting.
So I recommend the water bag, number one. Number two, don't use those like light glove bags where your thumb sticks out.
Yeah.
Go get some real boxing glove. They have bag gloves. They have like training gloves, bag gloves. But get the big like 16-ounce ones.
Yeah.
And they weigh more.
Protect your hand.
Protect your hands and get used to.
Simulate the real fighting.
Yeah. If you get in and spar, you would use 16-ounce gloves. Right. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You got it?
It's the hardest thing, isn't it? To go just one round really going.
Incredibly
hard.
It is. It is. But you can get past it if you do enough of it, because it's really more about relaxing than it is about energy expenditure.
Interesting.
You know.
Do you think that these skills that you learned boxing could assist you and I if we were out and say I offended some gal's husband? And you could take that guy out, and I could just stand back and watch the fury fly.
The biggest advantage, somebody who's probably trained a lot in the boxing world has, is the use of their front arm.
Okay.
And you don't normally have.
What do you mean? You like your forearm? No. What are you talking about?
The reason I say front arm is because when you stand in a sort of a stance. I mean, when you're preparing for a fight, you don't stand. Gary, look for, there was a melee at the LAX, a couple of rapper guys, like a white rapper guy, and they like rolled up on someone else's crew, and they were duking it out about 2 months ago on TMZ. I saw it. You don't have to show it yet, but it was like, you know, little
Tekashi 69.
Of course it was.
Little Kimmy and Tekashi 69, whatever. It's like the dumbest white guys in the world with all the face tattoos or whatever.
Yeah.
And they got in this scrum like out on the sidewalk in front of the Delta terminal.
Yeah.
And if you watch guys throw down in front of the nightclub or in front of the Delta terminal, you'll see them stand. You don't stand square.
Yeah, you turn your feet, turn your body
even. You have 1 foot back and 1 foot forward.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Now, with boxers, that front hand is going to be pretty well trained.
Right.
With civilians, you can ignore the front hand
because they can't jab.
They can't do anything with it because they haven't done anything with it.
And they're going for the big roundhouse that takes forever.
Right.
Probably.
And you see that one because that one gets airmailed to you. So all you have to do is sort of stand and watch that person's backhand.
Oh, wow.
You don't have to worry.
This has changed my life.
You don't have to worry about the front hand.
The front hand's like a little dying limb that does nothing for them.
The front hand is normally used to like sort of paw and swat, try to get your hand out of the way so they can clear a path for this big, wide, round thing.
I'm kicking somebody's ass
tonight. I'll show you the video, or Gary has the video.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So
you guys watch what all the guys are doing with that back hand.
All right.
And then you'll get an idea. So there's the right hand. There's again. And they just... It's over and over and over.
There's no left hand.
They're like holding with the front hand. Now, the reason, Stromer, I say front hand and I say back hand is because some people are left handed.
Understood.
So it's dumb to say right hand. I keep throwing the right hand because that would be my lead hand. I'm left handed.
Correct.
But they just hang on with that front hand. And also, if you think about it,
wow, that looks like that. That's an unusual airport scene.
It's all, not for LA.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's all that right hand. It's all that
back. You're right.
Back,
I saw
right,
no left right hand engagement
the
except
right,
grabbing,
the left is up front.
Grabbing
just
a sweatshirt.
Yeah, it's all the front hand is there trying to grab onto stuff. Now also, Stromer, the back hand, you throw it.
Yeah.
And then you have to reload it, pull it all the way back, right, and throw it
and
again.
And that gives you an opening and time if you're trained.
The way boxers go is like a steam train. One goes forward, the other goes, when the other one goes back, the other one goes forward. So okay. they throw that right, and the left hook comes right off of that.
Got it.
Right off it.
Right.
So you don't pull back. You throw one, and then the next one comes off it as you shift. Direction.
You know, you can find the exact thing you speak of in the old Rock'em Sock'em Robot toy.
Mm-hmm.
Because the hands do that. They alternate, don't
right.
they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting, man.
Now, if you do get into a fight with somebody and they square off with you and the first punch they throw is a good stiff jab to your face,
run.
Get out. Now that person.
Matt's nodding in agreement.
There's no such thing as an untrained person who throws that punch.
Right.
And there's no such thing as a person who's trained who doesn't know how to throw that punch.
Correct.
And the time you really need to duck is if that very first punch comes with the front hand
yeah.
at your stomach.
Then just run. Oh, that's
you better
bad.
Duck.
They're setting you up.
The next one's coming right at your head.
Right.
And that's the big one.
And they train.
And that's the right hand.
And you're going
that's
down.
The backhand. So if there's any use of that front hand at all, other than swatting or pawing or reaching for your hair extensions,
yeah.
out. I know you got
or
extensions.
Or pulling my puka shells off.
Pull the pukas, you know, and then go for the hair extension. Let me tell you about Yelp. Connects people with great home service businesses like gardeners, plumbers, and cleaning services. Read reviews from past customers and request quotes from up to 10 businesses at a time. Get the best deal. We use it here all the time. A lot of the reviews we do here for Yelp are for like restaurant reviews, but we also use it for getting the best person for the job. So go to Yelp. That's YELP.com/podcast to install the app. Doesn't matter if you have a leaky faucet or need a trustworthy cleaning crew or a mechanic. This is it. Word of mouth on the internet, everybody. And like I said, always looking at reviews. You know, we travel around. We want to eat some Polish food
don't
somewhere.
Don't you go. I go.
We go
I
to
use
Yelp.
It.
We
I
go
use
find
it.
Out who, we're going to Wisconsin. We want some Polish
you
food.
You got
to
get it. Or a Bratwurst, for God's sake.
Got to figure out what the review is, though. We don't want to get screwed out
no,
there.
Hell no.
Yelp.com/podcast. YELP.com/podcast. Stromer,
sir.
Bathrooms and churches, is that?
Bathrooms and churches and recording studios.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, man.
Building How's that out going?
It's fantastic because I love the idea that you're building not for the guy and then his attractive younger wife who's there and in it only for one reason only.
Sure.
Now you're building for people who are creating. You know, they're making music. It's beautiful. I enjoy that.
Yeah,
you know that the end result is going to be, you know, a potential hit that you've had something to do with because of your sonics.
What are you using for doors and jams?
All pre-engineered, you know, lead-filled doors.
Lead-filled.
Yes.
Wow.
This is big deal stuff, right?
Yeah.
Room within a room. It's all metal studs. It's the soundboard and the insulation and the raised foundation floor. Nothing's attached. All floating walls. Really cool.
I did here, I realized I went with a double wall. So I had a guy who rented out my warehouse once, and he ripped me off, and all he did was leave piles and piles of drywall and metal stud. So I built this facility out of the metal stud.
Because you used, you know, you made bad into good, didn't you?
Yeah, I tried to make some lemonade.
Atta
out of this asswipe.
See?
And I built an outer wall.
Yeah.
And I built an inner wall here. I had so many studs.
Yeah.
And I wanted to give it that thickness and that soundproofing. And although I don't think I knew about it at the time, or maybe they didn't have that quiet rock.
Yeah.
Which I use in my bedroom.
Makes a
big difference.
Yeah.
But then you say to yourself, okay, now you have a wall that's 9-10 inches wide.
Right.
What do you do for a commercial door jam because you're hanging a timely metal door jam, a commercial jam.
That wants to span both walls.
How, and they usually have a standard, which is like 4 3/4 or something for a standard wall, and five and 7/8 or something, or whatever it is for a 2x6 wall.
Right.
But they don't have a 9.5 incher or a 10 incher. Yeah. What they do have, which you can order, which I did, is Timely. I think Timely is always the company that makes the metal commercial jams. If you guys are in like your lawyer's office in a commercial building or something, you look at the jam and a little thing that says Timely on
right.
it. But they do make an adjustable one.
Yeah, that slides like accordions.
They'll make
open.
One that'll max out at 12 inches and shut up at 7 or something. So you have a little of that, which is kind of good when you're doing a wall. For me, it's, you know, metal stud, then, I don't know, an inch, and then another metal stud wall, and then like 5/8 drywall, and I have no idea what the finished whatever is, but there's no way you could get that jam unless it was the accordion style.
Exactly. And then, because, you know, sometimes you don't know what your condition will allow, and if you pre-order it and you can't build the walls that way, then you got to spend another 6 weeks waiting for the right size door jam to occur. So I love the accordion idea.
Can I tell you what upsets me?
Huh.
Which happens all the time with me, which is I tell people, so when you take this metal jam, and I would recommend this. Look, if you're building something in your garage or a recording studio or building out your basement or whatever it is, go metal stud and go with these commercial metal jams. They literally are shaped like a U, and they just slide right over the king stud in the end of the drywall, and they kind of pinch, and you just
screw it off.
Screw.
Right.
The amount of time I have to tell my guys, just plumb and level the side with the hinges, then put the goddamn door in, and then set your goddamn margins for the header piece and the strike piece, and then lock it off. They're always like, I put a level on it. You know, I'm putting a level on top. It's like, swing the door, set a margin, 1/8 inch shadow line all the way down, lock it in. They're like, but if I make it level, I don't know that the other side is completely level. I don't know about the weight of the door. I don't know about a lot of things.
Right.
Just hang the stupid door on the one side.
And then make it.
Just set the butt side. Yeah. Just set the hinge side.
Now, you know what has changed my life? You know what's changed my life? The laser level.
Oh, really?
Have you used one of these?
I've used it for hair removal. Around the bikini line.
Correct.
But I've never...
While measuring the...
But you're saying they
taint,
have...
Taint to the...
Well, just, I use moist yarn for that. Not wet. I'm not a cheater. It's been...
I like how your face changed.
It's been put in
the
humidifier.
It's softened when you talk about this.
Yeah, but no, you're saying they have levels...
Laser level. It's just... Unbelievable.
Do you have the one that's on the siren spinner?
I don't. Mine's a little Bosch, and you set it anywhere you want, and it casts a level line and a plumb line wherever you want. So, like, you can literally put it up on the ceiling if you want to do a row of lighting and make your cuts out of the drywall for 50 to 75 feet, depending on the size laser you get. It can go all the way up to 300 feet.
Mm.
Perfect. I think it's maybe 1/16 of an inch in 300 feet it can go out, and it finds its own level whatever you set it on.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, people used to use like a water level for that kind of stuff, like a hose with a long – yeah.
Yeah.
One of my earliest memories of how dumb I was and how uneducated I was – well, I don't know. Would everyone know this? I think they would. Very early on in my construction career, I was having to hold the stick for the transit.
Oh, yeah.
And Tom Johnson, whose dad had a bunch of land in Chatsworth, and they'd already built out one industrial park on one side, was going to build out the other side. And he had me like standing in this dirt field, like holding the stick up, and he was shooting his elevations with his transit.
Right.
And he's like, all right, now write down, 2 ft 3 in. And I was like, I wrote like 2.3. And he's like, 2 ft 3 in. And I was like, I wrote that. And he's like, make the mark, make the foot mark. Right. And then make the inches mark, like the hash, the right, double hash right, right. or the single hash. And I was like, I was like 20.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are the marks? And he's like, the mark for the foot and then the mark for the inches. Right. I was like, we didn't cover that like at yeah. North Hollywood High. And then I realized I thought Detroit was its own state. Like, I didn't know it was in Michigan.
Right.
I didn't feel like Michigan. Cleveland, I didn't know was in Ohio. Didn't feel like Ohio.
Do you think this was a result of the school, or you just weren't engaged?
Blame my parents.
I like to blame God. By the way.
I like to blame the school. I'll blame myself. I took so many, like, sewing and ceramic classes. Yeah. I never learned anything.
Yeah.
How about this, though, Gary? I was hanging around with Nate, the guy I make all the films with back here the other day.
Yeah.
He's from Montana. And he was like, hey, man, I'm from the Midwest. We do it right up in here or something. And I said, is Montana the Midwest? Oh, for sure it is. And I was like, I never think of Montana.
I don't think of it as the Midwest.
And then, of course, everyone loves to nod their head whatever direction I'm going. They just go, come on, Dumbo.
Yeah.
What is it? And I just went home and I was like, I said, you're like right on the Canadian border over there. And he's like, Midwest. And I was like, okay. And I just typed in Midwest states in the United States and 7, 8 popped up, but not Montana.
Right.
And then I found another one that did have Montana, but I've sort of, I sort of feel like vindicated because I didn't. And then Montana in there.
This particular one classifies it as the Rocky Mountain region.
And not the Midwest.
That's correct.
I grew up in the Illinois.
How is it that I've never been to Montana and Nate grew up in Montana?
And I said
to him yesterday, I don't know if Matt was around
or
that was Chris. I went, that's not the Midwest. And he's like, sure is. It's right in the middle of the Midwest. I'm like,
it isn't.
It is.
So that is it right there. So Montana is mid. What are we calling that,
Gary? They're calling that the Rocky Mountain region.
Okay. Gotcha.
So the Midwest is the one.
Make a note of that.
What's south? Is that Southwest?
That's the Southwest, and then the brown in the top. That's the Midwest.
Gotcha.
All right. It's interesting, but weird that the guy born and bred like Montana through and through.
You know what? I think he just wanted to take on the characteristics associated with the solid stock citizen of the Midwest.
Or he's just another dick who wanted to argue with me.
Yeah.
I prefer to look at it as that way, right?
Uh-huh. Okay,
Gary was there with a very innocent conversation, and I think there was somebody. I blame Max Apata. There was always the person. Like when I was sitting here and I said Wilmington, North Carolina, and Brian was like, Wilmington? You mean Connecticut, North Carolina, or something? And I don't know why. It's a weird human thing, but not like Gina went, no, Wilmington. She went like, yeah, no. Like, who is it that second person has to jump on?
I'm not sure who that was. I was sitting in
that
here.
That was Gina in this particular case. But why is it that, why does there need to be that second person to make you extra wrong? Like, it's kind of a coin. It's kind of a coin toss. No, there's an interesting psychodynamic of the other person jumping on the negative side.
That's true.
Which is...
It's group dynamic.
At some point, it's just me and Nate going, I don't think that's the Midwest. Oh, yeah, it's the Midwest. And then Max Pata walks by and he's like, yeah, it's Midwest. And now you're really... Now you got to go home because you can't argue with the two... you got Gina to my right and Brian to my left, and they're both telling me there's no Wilmington, North Carolina. So now the Gina one...
She's kind of from a different part of the country, so you sort of mentally – I think you needed to profile Chris and go, you're from Long Beach. What do you know?
You're right. That's right. But he did travel the world on the gay bus.
That's a very fair point.
Hell yeah. He's got some mileage.
Good point.
All right. Remind me to bring that up. I will. How is it that Nate – all he talks about is Montana. Why does he say – look, some people may count it as the Midwest. Here's the answer that Fondelier's heard me yell at many people. It's pretty far west for the Midwest. It's been brought up before. Some people think it is. Some people think it's not. And then I'll go my own separate way. I just get the absolutely not. No, what are you talking about? Like, you're an insane person for bringing up this thing that if you Google it in, it will tell you. No. No Montana. Starts at North Dakota.
That's right.
But again, you could probably Google in something and find it in there as well.
I don't think you can.
Oh.
I don't.
See? You're the opposite of everyone that sits next to me.
I don't think you can.
What's your feeling on soft tacos?
What, are you crazy? Street tacos? I love them.
All right.
Cilantro, little onion, little...
Good. Let's put a... I'm going to tease it. I want you to put your power rankings. You ready?
Yeah.
I want the three, beef, chicken, or pork?
Pork.
Hold on.
Oh.
Don't give an answer yet.
Sorry, I didn't know the directions. Please continue.
Don't give your answer yet.
Okay.
The tease rarely works.
No, not with Mr. Stromer, doesn't.
Uh-uh. Nah, it doesn't work with anybody.
No,
Drew wouldn't do it either. All right. But now everyone can be on the edge of their seat to find out what comes in second and third.
Correct.
In the taco power rankings. Simply Safe is what I'll tell you about right now. Simply Safe, ready for anything that gets thrown at it. A storm that takes out the power line. Simply Safe is ready. If an intruder cuts the phone line or destroys a keypad or the siren, Simply Safe will still get you the help you need. Could cost an arm and a leg. Should cost an arm and a leg, but it doesn't. They charge you what's fair. $14.99 a month. That's it. No contracts. No hidden fees. I recommend Simply Safe to everyone I know. I have it. Dawson has it. Maxipata has it. Garrigus has it now. We all have it around here. Why wouldn't we? It's a great product with a great company. SimpliSafe.com/ace. That's SimpliSafe.com/ace. You can't go wrong. Up and running in under an hour. Peel and stick. Batteries last up to 10 years. No drilling. No pulling wires. SimpliSafe.com/ace. All right. Second and third place.
Beef, number two.
You're a genius.
Chicken, number three.
You're a genius.
Pork, beef, chicken.
Yes. Here's how it works. Pork is the most flavorful.
100%. I make a great carnitas.
The most flavorful.
Yeah.
But in the interest of consistency, sometimes I'll just get the steak tacos or the beef tacos because I feel like I know what I'm getting.
Correct.
A little more. I feel like the pork could go a little further south. But pork's the most flavorful.
100%.
Beef is the safest.
Yeah.
Chicken is a distant
third.
Distant third. Guess who sits to my right? Gina Grad. Guess who sits to my left? Bald Brian. Guess who both their favorite tacos are.
If you say chicken, I want to light myself on fire.
Get out your sterno, buddy, because it is chicken, which to me,
chicken,
just, all that is meat texture in a taco. 100%. There's no...
Chicken is the thing that Rocky Balboa chased around to get prepared for the fight with Apollo Creed.
Am I right? Damn right, that's what he did.
Yeah.
All right, Zach has the last question of the day for us here. Zach, 29, Indianapolis.
Ace fan, how you doing?
Yeah, man. What's going on?
All right. So, yeah, I just bought my first house a couple months ago. And about a couple weeks after I moved in, I just got a really bad smell coming from one of the bathrooms. It's on a septic system. I thought it was maybe coming up from the air ducts, so I got the air ducts cleaned. Thought maybe it was a broken toilet flange or whatever. So got that replaced, and it just keeps... smell will not go away, and it's driving me nuts.
You have called the right pod, my friend, because I know. I was thinking about this last night, because the very same thing happened to me.
And it's an inappropriately installed P-trap, wouldn't it be, in your venting system?
Nay.
What do you think?
Nay. You're on a septic. Did it happen during a portion of time when there was a lot of rain?
It's been going on. They did clean out the septic during the inspection when I moved in. So they pumped the system. I read online where that might cause a smell. It has been raining infrequently here in Indy. I can smell I'll get a whiff of it outside pretty bad. And it seems to be downwind from where that stink pipe is coming out from my roof.
But the stink's coming in. All right. Okay. You can throw a smoke bomb in your pipe, drop it down the vent. They have them, mm-hmm. Drop it down the vent on the roof
right.
And see if the smoke is leaking out anywhere
mm-hmm.
in the bathroom or what have you. I got this. Okay. It would rain in the middle of the night. I'd wake up with this putrid smell in my bedroom. I couldn't figure out what's going on. The trap was fine with the toilet. You know, how was it coming up through the toilet? I was mm-hmm. a pipe. Oh, there's a pipe broken in the wall. It's like, how could the pipe be broken in the wall? Blah, blah, blah. The Johnny ring, the wax ring.
From the toilet.
Where the toilet meets the pipe.
Oh.
Makes sense now, right?
Yeah.
Because you got the trap, the pee trap in the toilet's working.
Right.
Where's this stuff coming from? Oh, it's coming from the wall. How's it getting into the wall or sure. the vent? No, no. It's coming up through
coming
that.
Coming out of the side of the toilet.
Where the toilet mounts to the floor and the
good
flange.
Good call, man.
Yeah, it took a while to figure that one out. So
check and see if there's caulking around the toilet. And if there is not, pick up the toilet, put a new ring in, and then caulk the toilet to the tile, and then, right?
I would just go ahead and replace those rings just anyway and see what happens.
Well, I think, is that the same thing as the toilet flange?
Well, the flange is what's coming out of the ground, and then the wax ring is what sits on it, and that's what marries the toilet to the flange.
Okay. Well, that was, the plumber replaced that. I had a septic guy out here, a plumber out here, and then the air duct guys. So he did replace that ring, and it wasn't, the smell's still there. I do notice sometimes when I flush, there's like air bubbles that'll come up. And then when I flush the other, there's two bathrooms. When I flush the other toilet, and then the problem bathroom at the same time, there was almost like a pumping sound I could hear, in the wall. That went away eventually.
Well, then this is going beyond my pay grade. I can tell you that when it gets into the house and it seems to be seeping into the house, you can't figure out where it is. It's that Johnny ring.
Yeah.
But now if it's making gurgling noises and stuff, you got to get a septic guy out there. Take care of Geico. Would you, Strong?
Yes, sir. Are you kidding me? Everybody's got a to-do list, right? You drop off dry cleaning, pick up some milk. How about ad save hundreds of dollars on car insurance? And you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. Just go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket. Oh, yeah, that's what we're talking about. That's the most rewarding to-do list you can do today. Geico.com. Check it out.
Also, you can enjoy good friend Susie Orman's podcast on Podcast One. Women and Money every Thursday on Podcast One. Check it out. Remember to leave a nice rate and review for it as well. May 17th, Agora Theater. Gary, can we get some GD counts for those events, which I've been asking various people for some time now? I haven't heard anything. That's Cleveland, Ohio, and then Royal Oak Music Theater outside of Detroit. That'll be the 18th, so it's May 17th, May 18th. June 9th, Ladin Theater, Portland. First show sold out. At a second show, we're doing a live stand-up show there. We'll be down today and this weekend at Road Atlanta. If people want to come by and say hi, they may come by and say hi. And go to Chassis, get all the cool car stuff. Lots of good docs over there, not just car. Check that out. And until next time. The live VR podcast. Check that out. You can download it. And go to adamcarolla.com and check that out. It's a really cool thing. We put the VR camera up on stage. We did a live show, and you get to be up on stage with us. Until next time, Adam Carolla for Eric Stromer saying mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Carolla Digital.